You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, to begin, what kind of facial recognition technology is already in use?
The most famous one, I don't know whether you're familiar with this, the Amazon stores in the U.S. They have been trialing this type of technology since 2018. And this is not exactly what we are doing. Think about, they not only recognize people as they enter, but also what you buy and what you don't buy. The actual technology is called Just Walk Out. So you don't need to do any queuing at the counter. You really just pick the product that you like. So that's one type of technology that already exists. But what we were looking at is primarily looking at essentially a scenario where you have a terminal at the checkout that recognizes your face.
Why would there be a need for use of this technology?
Just like a lot of companies are trialing very similar biometric technologies, if you think about it, a lot more often, I guess, than we think. So for authentication in general, fingerprint or your palm, or your face, basically. So these are all biometric identities. And I guess it's a lot easier, right? So if you think about, rather than remembering your passcode, remembering your password that we often forget, this is a very convenient way of identifying a person, but also, more importantly, I guess, to do other transactions. Definitely convenience is one of the key issues, the key benefit from the consumer's point of view. Efficiency, it's really quick, doesn't require any touch. There's no card required, really. So all those aspects that we have, I guess, for payment in general and faster. So there's lots of things that, I guess, could happen simultaneously the benefits.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that you mentioned Amazon's Just Walk Out. I do remember that it failed, they stopped doing it. Why do you think that didn't work out?
I don't think it really failed. I think they are experimenting with what, there might be some issues with the technology sometimes, I guess, and it might have upset people, but I guess, the technology is, I think it's here to stay. In what format will here to stay? I think that's the question, right? So, facial recognition payment and having all these sensors in a store, that might be really intrusive for a lot of people, that some people might actually avoid these situations. If you think about it, a lot of stores could actually use just recognize your palm. So that's another biometric payment method. It could be you just recognize your palm. Your face, I think if you think about your face, in general, it's your potentially, say it is the most valuable asset. But, more importantly, I guess when you look at your palm, you can't really guess somebody's, age, their gender. Whereas if you look at their face, I guess that makes you more vulnerable, that your face basically stored somewhere as an image. I guess that could be maybe for some people quite conspiracy on that. So I guess facial recognition basically bites.
What implications does facial recognition have for security in terms of scams and identity being linked to payments, especially with the rise of recent AI deepfakes?
When I look at the privacy aspects for this, right? So, and these issues actually come in different forms, but let's just maybe talk about a few. Like you already mentioned the deepfakes, for instance. If you use this technology in an online setting, I guess that these are actually all about this. I guess at the moment we're really looking at it in a retail setting, in a physical retail store setting, where deepfakes are obviously less likely. I guess by retailers limiting the use of these payment methods, ID theft is could be an issue. If it's in a retail setting, it's probably not going to be that likely. Some of the respondents we talked to, they also mentioned things like, okay, so what is actually happening with my data, right? So like I said, coming back to this issue of my face, somebody stores my image and what happens with that image. Right, and now that image is basically linked with my bank account. So people were essentially just questioning to what actually happens with their data, what can people do with their data, I don't know, the minority report. So, that picture of this very same issue that what actually happens with my data how can I sell it on to other third parties? So I guess those were the primary issues in addition to, let's say, issues on identity theft. When they have certain types of data, what is it going to be used for? And ensuring that, anything that is not, that did not want actually happen.
Whether you think that advancement in this technology would further incentivize corporations to encroach on people's privacy?
One in every three consumers in China, right? So this is a huge number of people who already use this technology. They pay with their face, right? So again, convenience. In the Amazon Just Walk Out technology, it basically uses a heck of a lot more surveillance than the store. They have a lot more technology in place that to monitor every single step. So, like we discussed already, there are loads of sorting issues in terms of what consumers need to know, what retailers need to communicate about how this technology works. But like with every technology, basically, if it's misused, if it's not, the data is not used for what it was consented to by the consumer, I guess those probably give some concerns for consumers as to why they shouldn't be using it. But I guess, you know, in general, I don't see this to be any more intrusive than any other technologies if it's used well and if it communicated well about what actually happens. So, yeah, I guess, you know, this is my...
So wouldn't you think that by making it easier and easier on the consumer to purchase a product, they would be more and more willing to go along with what these companies suggest that they want them to do? So they might ask them to, you know, we need to do like a fingerprint before you enter the store, you know, and I feel like a rolling ball effect, like it starts with one thing and then it goes into another, you know?
I guess they're educated enough to know what is okay and what is not. So I guess, you know, every single of these actions should have some sort of rationale behind it. Like, why would you do that? You know, for retailers have been to create a similar sort of knowledge or learning for themselves as they do online, right? So online, this is not even a question. Everything that you do online, it's monitored, it's recorded. So if you think about it, this is, you know, sort of brick and mortar retailers, they're trying to learn more. And when you enter a store, you are an anonymous person, basically. You go through the entire shop without the retailer learning anything about you. So I guess, you know, retailers definitely want to learn something about the shoppers, what they do. And there are many different technologies for that. I guess, you know, retailers will always be on this path of trying to identify people in the store and trying to figure out why you are there, what you do, and how you shop, essentially, right? So this is nothing unusual, and I guess they just really want to sort of come closer to what they can get when you shop online.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.